The leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement says Saudi Arabia was behind last month's twin bomb attack on the Iranian embassy in Beirut. Said Hassan Nasrallah told a Lebanese TV channel that he has no doubt that the Al-Qaeda-affiliated group, which claimed responsibility for the attack, was linked to the Saudi intelligence agency. Nasrallah also noted that the blasts, which targeted the Iranian embassy in South Beirut, were related to Saudi Arabia's anger towards Iran and its failure in Syria. Saudi Arabia has supported and funded the insurgent groups fighting against the Syrian government. The November 19th embassy bombings left 25 people dead and over 150 injured. Let's go to Puerto Rico and talk to Layo Shazdi, political commentator. Welcome, sir. Mr. Shazdi, why would Saudi Arabia be behind the terrorist attack on the Iranian embassy in Beirut?
Well, it's probably as an act of revenge for the fact that Lebanon, through its political party of Hezbollah, is giving support to the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad, and Hezbollah is an ally of Iran. Iran also is an ally and a friend of the Syrian government, so it was an act of revenge. The main target, obviously, is Iran, was Iran, but also was a signal, a message of a threat against Iran's allies in the region, the government of Syria included, and also Hezbollah. So Saudi Arabia is trying to use Saudi intelligence in particular, terrorist methods and terrorist groups, Arab terrorist groups and from other nationalities, for instance, in South Asia, like in India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, to promote several agendas. One of them, in particular in the Syrian conflict, has to do with its influence over Syria and also its influence in the region by arming and supporting terrorist groups.
And of course, based on what the Hezbollah chief said, how much would we be expecting more attacks on Iranian missions and embassies elsewhere around the world?
Well, yes, that's something that Iran has to take a close watch in security services, in close cooperation with the host countries where their embassies are, to prevent terrorist attacks. The Saudi Arabian support for terrorism is large and wide. Even according to documents leaked by WikiLeaks, documents from the U.S. State Department, and one of them signed by former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the document said that Saudi Arabia was the ATM, the cash machine of international terrorists, radical international terrorists. So this should tell us something. The fact that groups funded by Saudi Arabia, operate in Pakistan, operate in Bangladesh, operate in India, operate in Syria, operate in Chechnya. According to reports that the chief of Saudi intelligence, Bandar bin Sultan, who is deeply involved in arming terrorists and rebels in Syria, threatened with President Putin that if Russia did not abandon the government of Syria, he wasn't direct, but he implied that they control the terrorist groups in the North Caucasus and Chechnya, that could attack the Russian Winter Olympics in Sochi. So that's one example. The other point is that Saudi Arabia has a large chemical industry. SABIC is a Saudi Arabian chemical company, state company, is one of the top 10 chemical companies in the world. There is another one, private, which is called Kemanol. And this one, Kemanol, produces components that are the basis for the RDX or exogen explosive, which, by the way, has been used in several terrorist attacks, like the attack on the U.S. destroyer USS Cole off the coast of Aden, Yemen, in 2000, against the United Nations headquarters in Baghdad in 2003. Right. It has been used against the Bombay or Mumbai train bombings of 2006, and then again three bombings in India in 2007, in Uttar Pradesh, in the Mecca Majid Mosque, and also against the Samjauta Express train in 2007. So we saw it in a warhead used by rebels in Syria in Aleppo when there was the famous chemical attack of this year of the month of March in Han el-Assal. According to Russian analysis, they use RDX, this explosive in the warhead, and they use the rebels also sarin gas. So it wouldn't be surprising that Saudi Arabia also supplies the gas and the chemicals, since it has one of the largest chemical complexes in the world, and in the region, certainly the largest.
All right, I'm sorry we have to leave you there. Many thanks to Layo Shazdi, political commentator from Puerto Rico. Thanks for your time there, sir.